Generally, it's worth coming to the Shravan Kirtan camp, even if you don't have a taste for Shravan Kirtan. The prasadam is worth coming for. So organizers and book distributors, those who read Telugu and who didn't yet get a copy of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita in Telugu, recently released, you should not leave this camp without a copy, a set for your home. What's that? You're giving a discount? Oh, installment. You can pay in 3 installments. It's the modern system. Everything's by installment. So, continuing the discussion of how there is no Krishna Chaitanya without Nityananda, no Nityananda without Krishna Chaitanya. The two are same tattva. Generic tattva is known as Vishnu tattva, although Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. He's the origin even of all the Vishnu forms, and Balaram is also the origin of all the Vishnu forms. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most merciful avatar. But he manifests much of that mercy through others, just as Krishna vinashayata dushkritam. He comes to destroy the rascals. He kills many rascals himself, but he also does through Bhima and Arjuna and others also, others of the Pandavas. So he doesn't do it all himself. He empowers others to do so also. So in this age, there's no use to kill the rascals because there's so many. It would depopulate the earth. That's one of the purposes of the creation, is to fill up the earth. There's so many. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very mercifully kills their demoniac propensity. He personally delivers many, many conditioned souls, and does so through Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadha, and Srivas Adi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Particularly Nityananda Prabhu demonstrates the pastimes of a preacher and of being very, very merciful. So that Sankirtan movement that they inaugurated, the first verse of Chaitanya Bhagavat describes them as the two inaugurators of the Sankirtan movement, or the fathers of the Sankirtan movement. How does that verse begin? First verse of Chaitanya Bhagavat just went blank. Ajanu lambita bhujo kanakavadatau sankirtanaika pitaro kamalayatakshau Vishvambharo dvijavaro yoga dharma palau vande jagat priyakarau karuna avataro. So the book is known as Chaitanya Bhagavat, but there is much there also description of the pastimes of Lord Nityananda by Vrindavan Das Thakur. At some point, someone, probably either someone from the so-called Nityananda Vansha or someone commissioned by them, took the chapters from Chaitanya Bhagavat and added 3 more imaginary chapters, and published it as the Nityananda Charitamrita, ascribing it to Vrindavan Das, but it's bogus. Even though it circulated within ISKCON, but I made much protest at the time, but who cares for Siddhanta or philosophy or what's the truth? It's people like it. That's the justification. But it's bogus. It's to bolster the Nityananda Vangsha, so-called Nityananda Vangsha idea. Anyway, they have so many bogus ideas. We need not discuss them here. So, Chaitanya Bhagavat, there's much description of Nityananda also by Vrindavan Das Thakur, the author, who is the last disciple of Nityananda, chronologically the last, and who several times therein states, Tobe lati maro tar shire upare. The line before that is different in each case, but basically in each case he says that those who do not accept Nityananda, I kick them in the head. Exhibiting Vaishnava compassion. Because if anyone was fortunate enough to get the foot of Vrindavan Das Thakur on their head, they would certainly be benefited. So he says, he describes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. So it's Chaitanya Bhagavat. It's not Chaitanya Nityananda Bhagavat. But again, the point is, there's no Krishna Chaitanya without Nityananda. So Ajanu Lambita Bhujo. They both have long arms. Arms which stretch down to their knees, which is one of the signs of a great personality. According to the section of the Garuda Purana called Samudrika, which describes physiognomy. So Ajanu Lambita Bhujo Kanaka Vadato. They have a shining golden countenance. They are the only fathers of the Sankirtan movement. Sankirtan in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishnadas Kaviraj says, Sankirtan Pravartak Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sankirtan Jagge Jai Bhaje Shaitanya. He says that the inaugurator of the Sankirtan movement is Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and whoever worships him by Sankirtan is fortunate, glorious. This is a Bengali, partial Bengali versification of the famous Yajyai Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti Hi Sumedasa Krishna Varnan Tushar Krishnam Sangopangastra Parashodam Yajyai Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti Hi Sumedasa. This famous verse. If you don't know it, find out and learn it. You should know it. So there he says Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the inaugurator, but else it's understood he does so with his devotees. Shabloya kare nitya bihar. He take with all his devotees, say shabloya kare nitya bihar. With all his devotees, he performs his eternal pastimes. So among the devotees, the most prominent is Nityananda Prabhu. So together, these two are the fathers or the inaugurators of the Sankirtan movement. Sankirtanaika pitaro kamalayatakshu. Their eyes are just like lotus petals. Very beautiful. Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his family name, was given Vishvamba, the maintainer of the universe, they both have that quality of being the maintainer of the universe. Vishvambharo, Dvijavaro, they are the best. Although they are transcendental to all mundane considerations, they both appear in the family of Brahmanas, and they are the best of the twice-born. They are the maintainers of the Yuga Dharma, Harinam Sankirtan, Yuga Dharma. So, Vande Jagat Priyakuru, Vrindavan Das offers his obeisances to both of them, who are very dear to the world and both of whom are very merciful avatars, Karuna Avatara. In Chaitanya Charitamrita also, pastimes of Nityananda Prabhu are explained, which are not described in Chaitanya Bhagavat. And particularly, we get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu via Nityananda. We get Chaitanya Bhagavat by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, because Chaitanya Bhagavat's author was Vrindavan Das, who was a disciple of Nityananda Prabhu. And Chaitanya Charitamrita was compiled by Krishna Das. He describes in the 8th chapter of Adi Leela the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu upon himself, how Krishna Das Kaviraj argued with his elder brother who had faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu but not Nityananda. And Krishna Das Kaviraj strongly spoke against this idea that you can't have Krishna Chaitanya. Well, he spoke saying that you can't have Krishna Chaitanya without Nityananda. It's ardha kukuti nyai. It's taking half of one whole, but you need the whole. So in a dream that night, Nityananda Prabhu came, not in his characteristic golden form, but in a blackish form, accompanied by his cowherd boys. And he congratulated Krishna Das for his good quality in chastising his elder brother, which normally a younger brother wouldn't chastise his elder brother. And he told him to go to Vrindavan. Vrindavana jaho jaha tomar sharva labbahoy, where all your everything will be. You will gain everything there. So on that order, when Krishna Das, he woke up the next morning, left home, went to Vrindavan, and there he got the order to compile the later pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which we now have as Chaitanya Charitamrita. So in both ways, we get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu via Vrindavan Das Thakur, via Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, by the mercy of Nityananda. So there's no Krishna Chaitanya without Nityananda. So it's our good fortune that it's the good fortune of all the universe that they came, they inaugurated the Sankirtan movement, and it's still going on, and we're very fortunate to be able to partake in it. The most merciful Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu inaugurated the chanting of the holy names of Krishna, which is actually meant for liberated souls, but they have very mercifully given that to non-liberated, so they can become liberated and much more than liberated. This is all the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which we have received through Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada superficially came alone to America with no material assets except 40 rupees, but he carried the wealth of the whole Sampradaya, the Sampradaya that was inaugurated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, and which was codified by the six Goswamis. The teachings were compiled and codified on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order, and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami gave Chaitanya Charitamrita. Narottam Das gave the teachings, which were in Sanskrit, he gave them in Bengali. Srinivas Shamananda Narottam spread it all very widely. Three generations later, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur made his particular contributions in forms of commentaries to further reveal the inner pastimes of Vrindavan, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had revealed through Rupa and Raghunath, particularly Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also gave solidly the direction of the Gaudiya Sampradaya, or its paramopasya, the ultimate goal of its worship, as being worship of Radha and Krishna in parakiya bhav, paramo feelings. Baladev Vidyabhushan further solidified the Gauriya Sampradaya by presenting his Govinda Bhasha. Then in later generations, Jagannath Das Babaji, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaurkishore Das Babaji, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and Srila Prabhupada brought all these acharyas. They were all empowered by Nityananda Prabhu. And he was, Srila Prabhupada was empowered by Nityananda Prabhu to fulfill the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda and all the previous acharyas. We just, in the list of acharyas we have, there's only a few. There are so many great Vaishnavas who have walked this earth. And they're all very powerful. Ramanda, Tarite, Shakti, Dhare, Jane, Jane. Every one of them is powerful enough to deliver the universe, but that was particularly done through Srila Prabhupada. And that's going on still. As much as we stick to the principles of the sampradaya, of the parampara, as given to us by Srila Prabhupada, then that much the potency of the holy name will continue to purify the world. But if we, by mental speculation or laziness, try to change anything or drop anything, then it will all become useless or worse, as became the case in Bengal in particular, with all the various upper sampradayas or caricatures of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement that may have seemed to be actual Vaishnavas. But yeah, caricature means something like the actors on a stage. They're not really that person. They appear to be that person, but they're not. They're not the real thing. Prabhupada was the real thing. So Srila Prabhupada, by the mercy of Nityananda, he established so many temples all over the world, purified so many jagais and madhais. Nowadays, many of the things jagai and madhai did, people would think, well, what's wrong with that? It's just normal. People are so fallen, they don't even know what is right and what is wrong. But still, they're wrong. Just because by popular opinion, what they think is right doesn't make it right. It's still sinful, and they still have to suffer for that sinful reaction. So Srila Prabhupada, he very clearly delineated what is right and what is wrong on the basis of Shastra. And in this way, giving the holy names and the teachings of the Shastra received in Parampara, he delivered many, many thousands of jagais and madhais and continues to do so through his ISKCON movement, as much as it follows the Parampara properly. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu continue to oversee and direct their own movement. This Krishna Consciousness movement means the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. Sometimes people talk about ISKCON philosophy. It's not, ISKCON is a medium. It's not ISKCON philosophy. It's the Gauriya Siddhanta, or the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, which represent the ultimate limit of understanding of the highest truth. So they've arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Bengal and spread their benediction all over the world. And just the sun and the moon, they give us light, so we should take advantage of this and light up our lives with the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. By the way, I'm saying you should take Chaitanya Charitamrita. You really should, because it's not just that we want to boost up our book distribution scores or get some more money or some such thing, but your life will be so much benefited and enriched. Those who have read Chaitanya Charitamrita, they can understand what I'm saying. It's truly amrita, truly nectar. So please take advantage of that and make your life most blissful. And this is the proper day to take it. On Nityananda Trayodashi. It's a very, very suitable day for taking this. Okay, so we'll sing one more Nityananda Kirtan. Nitai Guna Moni Ama. Nitai Guna